So we'll finish it?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Can you still
laugh? Yes.
Are you too tired to laugh?
No.
No, huh? Okay. Does somebody need to go to the airport, no? Are you still okay? All right. If you have to go, you go, huh? A young man had been sitting in the drawing room a long time, and it was getting late. Suddenly, the door opened, and her father entered. He coughed a little bit, cleared his throat, and then said, "Do you know what time is it?" The young man arose hurriedly, stammered a few words, and in a moment or two was gone. "Is your young friend an idiot or what?" asked the father of the girl, who stood looking into the mirror. "Why?" the daughter asked, a little irritated. The father said, "Well, I just asked him if he knew the time, because my watch has stopped, and he simply left." Understand? He felt like he wanted to get rid of him or something. A salesman said to a farmer, "Why don't you buy a car?" The farmer said, "Well, I much rather buy a cow." So the salesman said, "You look pretty silly riding around on a cow." So the farmer said, "Not half as silly as I would look milking a car." My God. Oh, very professional. Mother said to Johnny, "I left 2 pieces of cake in the cupboard this morning, and now there's only 1 piece left. Can you explain?" Johnny said, "Well, I suppose it was too dark. I didn't see the other one." Excusez-moi. It's only 8 o'clock, 8:30. The students in the composition class were assigned the task of writing an essay on the most beautiful thing I ever saw. The student, who of all the members of the class seemed the least sensitive to beauty, handed in his paper first with astonishing speed. It was short and to the point. He had written thus: "The most beautiful thing I ever saw was too beautiful for words." Cheating. A father who has 5 children came home with a toy, summoned his children, and asked which one of them should be given the present. "Who is the most obedient, never talks back to mother, and does everything he or she is told?" he inquired all the 5 children. So they were silent for a while, and then they all answered in one voice, "You play with it, Daddy." He's the only one that fits the description. A young waitress in a cafe in John's building waved hello to him every day. John was flattered, for she was at least 15 years younger than he is. So one day she waved and beckoned to talk to John again. So John strolled over. She asked, "Are you single?" "Why, yes," John said immediately. She said, "So is my mom. Would you like to meet her?" Dreaming about it, huh? The teacher said to the students, "Boys, I have a riddle to ask you. There's something wearing beautiful feathers, and it can wake you up every morning. What is it?" So John said, "A feather duster with which father wakes me up every morning." They have a duster made of feathers? It's not too funny, is it? One day, in a class, the teacher assigned his students to write a composition. "If I am a manager," that's the title for it. All the students began to write, except a boy. The teacher went to him and asked the reason why he's not writing. So the boy answered, "I am waiting for my secretary." If he's a manager, he has a secretary to type his things, no? That makes sense, no? Yeah. Mm. A husband and wife drove for a long time in silence after a terrible argument in which none of them spoke. So the husband pointed to a mule, you know, a donkey in a pasture, and said, "Relative of yours?" So the wife said, "Yes, by marriage." The in-law side. The children were lined up in the cafeteria of a Catholic school for lunch. At the head of the table was a large pile of chocolate chip cookies. So a boy wrote a little note there, "Take all you want. God is watching the apples over there, not here." Probably they have a picture of God in the other corner where the apples are. At the age of 16, Johnny decided to leave home and join a theater company. So his father was very upset, appalled. "A son of mine on the stage is a disgrace. What if the neighbors find out?" So the comic-to-be say, "I will change my name." His father screamed, "Change your name? What if you are a success? How will the neighbors know it's my son?" Whatever you do, huh? Oh, man, okay. Well, we had all the best before, I guess, huh? So now it's difficult to squeeze a laugh out of you. Just laugh, man, it's good for you. Laughter is supposed to be good for you, even if you pretend. On the way to the... Oh, I think we had read this already. Oh, finished, thank God. Oh, finished. Oh. Hurrah, yeah. Thank you. Good audience. Oops. Oops. Whoever laughed the most, right hand? Now you are right hand. You can still make up for it. Ha 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 ha. You know what? This tastes very good. Please help each other, okay? This old woman is a little bit tired now. Oh. Yeah. That's all your fault. You didn't laugh hard enough.
Oh. You entertained us all night.
Huh?
You entertained us all night.
Yeah, I know. It's my job, no? Stand-up comedian. There you are. This is good stuff, you know? Yeah. Very nutritious and not fattening at all. Yeah. You got it? You got it? No, you didn't? Well, lucky, you know. Only not everybody did it, but some. There you are. Yeah. The laughing. The rest are yours anyway, okay? Enjoy.
I'll help you rest.
It's all right. Okay, yeah, can do. Yeah, why not? Have fun. Thank you. If you go home, be happy, okay?
Yes, thank you.
We have the best of everything, right?
Yes. Yes.
Whatever happens, right?
Yes. Yes.
We have the best. We just had some Chile film on SMTV from Chile.
Huh?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Hemos mandado bastante.
Did you see?
Todas las semanas mandamos programas y cosas.
Yeah?
Sí. Okay.
algo así.
There's
some new soup coming, okay?
Yes.
So maybe you wait a little bit to have some warm soup. Don't worry, just come here. It's okay. New soup coming. Yeah. I just want to tell you soup is coming.
Thank you.
So don't eat too much of oil, the new one. In a few minutes. Just ask them how long. Okay. Yeah, so warm here, huh? Oh, my own one. I will can talk about it, huh?
Oh.
Finland, Alaska. There's some new soup coming. Okay, yeah. Are they good? Not too bad, huh? But there's a new soup. Big. Very soon, huh? Make sure you eat a new one, huh?
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.